NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that it just got easier to be an NFL fan, even if you live far away. Like, maybe you like the Bears, but you're hibernating in Panthers territory. But with NFL Sunday Ticket, your out-of-market team is never more than a short distance away, specifically the distance from you to your remote control. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
The U.S. Amateur just wrapped up. North Carolina did not have anybody advance even past the round of 16, but they had, I think, three golfers in it, including David Ford, who got to the round of 16 before a 19-hole loss. But his teammate, Austin Greaser, also got into, was in the U.S. Amateur. Remember, he got to the finals a couple of years ago. But David Ford has had a summer. He played in his first PGA Tour event, Barbasol, in Kentucky, when the PGA Tour was over in the U.K. I think it was the Scottish Open, either the Scottish or the Open Championship. Before that, he won the Palmer Cup, right? He's also going to get a chance to play in the Arnold Palmer Invitational coming up next year. That's a big event. And he made the Walker Cup team, which is the, I guess, the amateur version of the Ryder Cup. And David Ford joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Man, with everything that has gone on, I mean, what has this summer been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of traveling, a lot of different places, and a lot of information. I guess some stress regarding who's going to be teammates for the Walker Cup. But honestly, it's been like a good 10 days, even though there's been a lot of moving parts, a lot of changing places. I've got to do a lot of cool things, talk to a lot of cool people, and I mean, play some of the best golf I've played all summer. So it was, I'd say the last 10 days have definitely been a blessing. Busy, but definitely a blessing.
Automatically qualified for the Walker Cup, and for people who do not know, that would be the amateur version of the Ryder Cup, although it is just against Great Britain and Ireland. And did you know going in, and I know you qualified, I believe, some time ago, but did you know going into this season that the Walker Cup was going to be at the old course, St. Andrews?
Yeah, I did. I guess I knew it was probably about 10 months ago, or maybe 8 to 10 months ago is when I kind of, it started clicking that it was going to be in St. Andrews, and I had a chance for it.
Just your thoughts on that. I don't know if you've ever played it before, but I'm sure you have seen it. Maybe you have played it on a video game. My kid plays it on something called the World Golf Tour on his phone all the time. Your thoughts about just that opportunity?
Yeah, I think there's honestly no better place to go if you're going to spend a Walker Cup on the other team's turf. So USA going international to St. Andrews is honestly really good because I think it's a spot that there is information on. We've been able to do a lot of research, I guess, on the golf course and been able to watch some of Tiger's clips when he played there, and just a lot of information we've been able to gather, but also I've gotten a lot of words that there's going to be a lot of Americans there to support. So the experience in Scotland of going to the old course and seeing everything for me for the first time over there is going to be awesome. But also from a winning perspective, I think there's honestly there's a better place for the Americans to roll up and win.
So you're about to be on the Walker Cup team. You've already played in a Palmer Cup. At the Palmer Cup, you also were voted in, I guess, to play in next year's Arnold Palmer Invitational. You've already played your first PGA Tour event at Barbasol, which I believe was opposite the Open Championship this year. Is either that or was opposite the Scottish Open the week before.
I think it's been a summer of really cool experiences. I don't feel like my game was in. I felt like my game was probably in the worst spot it's been in the last year. I didn't hit it as well as I did in the spring, especially, but also in the fall. And I felt like I left a lot of shots on the golf course, but just for the experiences that I got to have, I got to meet a lot of cool people. Obviously, played in the PGA Tour event, the Barbasol, got voted in by my peers to go to the Arnold Palmer Invitational in this upcoming March. And kind of looking back on it, I've seen how even in the summers where You don't play your best golf. I think I've been blessed this summer to not play my best golf, but to get to do a lot of cool things and see a lot of my my closest friends and meet a lot of cool people. So I guess that's a big evaluation of my summer. It was a lot of traveling and really busy, but also really fun.
We are talking with David Ford. North Carolina Rising Junior is headed to the Walker Cup in about a week and a half. He'll play at the Old Course. You have two teammates with you. And I know you didn't get past the round of 16 at the USAM, but a teammate of yours, Austin Greaser, came pretty close to winning it a couple of years ago, I believe it, at Oakmont. How much of a help has he been for you throughout this whole process?
Yeah, I think he's been a huge help, not necessarily for the Walker Cup in that process, but more so just being on the road with him. I room with him usually, at least I did this past year, my sophomore year. I room with him on the road when we travel to tournaments during the college season. And I guess just having somebody that I can talk to about anything, and then also having somebody that is really good at golf is really helpful. He works incredibly hard. He's an awesome dude. He'll shoot you straight. He'll tell you exactly what you need to hear. Just because, like, if he loves you, then he will tell you the truth. And I feel like that's an awesome thing to have in a teammate. And he's been a huge help in not only my golf game, but also my life.
David Ford is joining us here. So I know your brother, who was also, if I have this correct, weren't you guys, like, maybe scheduled to square off against each other? How would that have gone? I'm sure you've played a few matches against your brother, who apparently is going to transfer to North Carolina, if all things go well, from Georgia. What are your thoughts on that potential matchup?
Yeah, it would have been cool. I think it would have been the quarterfinals of the USAM, it would have been sweet. I would have actually really enjoyed it. There's probably nobody I'd rather see go on from a match that I lose. So if we have to play each other, then if I'm not winning, I kind of want him winning. So I think it'd be a lot of positives. I obviously want to beat him, but that would kind of give me the ability to play freely, just knowing that, like, even if he wins, then it's not the worst thing in the world. But yeah, he actually transferred to UNC, so he's on campus now. Yeah, I think we had the first day of class today, so he's all settled in.
I'm sure you guys have had grudge matches.
Oh, yeah. We have. Definitely, when we were younger, I'd say it was definitely every match was a grudge match. Nobody wanted to lose, and that's kind of how it was when we were younger. And then as we matured and went to college, we kind of saw that, hey, golf isn't everything. Sometimes it's more important to love my brother and to show him that, like, golf isn't everything than it is to try to beat him and I guess punch him in the face. So I think when we were younger, it was more of a we were taking swings at each other on the golf course trying to win, not literally, but we were really trying to win. And then now I feel like as we've gone to college and kind of seen that golf is important, but golf isn't our lives, then it kind of gives us the ability to still be competitive and still want to win as badly, but not make it a grudge match.
Here's what's interesting to me. First of all, for people who don't know, and David Ford is joining us, North Carolina Rising Junior. Actually, you're a junior now. You said classes already began. Is that this is only the third time in history, I believe, that the Walker Cup has had three players on it, all from the same college. Happened at the University of Alabama when Justin Thomas, I think it was 2013. Cal, the same year, Max Homa, they both were on the Walker Cup along with a couple of teammates. And North Carolina's got three players going. So how did you convince your brother, who is transferring from the University of Georgia, because like 27% of the PGA Tour seems to be former Georgia Bulldogs. Did he lose a bet? How did he transfer to North Carolina?
Yeah, I think he really likes Georgia. Georgia's a great program, as you said. They've had a lot of success in the past, and they have a strong team. But I think my brother, he saw, maybe what I was doing at UNC and just kind of the people around me and the coaches that we had at UNC. And it's not to say that UNC coaches are better than UGA coaches, and not to say that UNC players are better than Georgia players by any means. But I think every school in every university has something different to offer. And so I think my brother was ready for a change, and he liked what he saw at UNC, and there's just A lot of awesome people at Georgia and a lot of awesome people at UNC. And I'm really happy he's joining me at UNC. And I think that the coaches here and the players that we have will really push him and just like at Georgia, make him better.
What's for you, what is the difference between stroke play and match play, and which do you like better?
I like them both. I think I've thought about it. I used to like stroke play more, but as I've played more match play, I really like match play. But I'd say the next tournament I'm playing is match play, so for the next 2 weeks, I like match play the best. But I really do like stroke play and match play, but it kind of just depends on what tournament I got coming up and where my focus is going to be, so the next 2 weeks, it's match play.
Have you ever made a hole-in-one?
I have. I've made four.
Four? how many has your brother made?
I'm not sure, actually. Somewhere around there, he's made his fair share, I'm sure, but I guess we haven't discussed it.
All right, David Ford. Hey, good luck at the Old Course. Good luck wearing a red, white, and blue. I appreciate your time. I know this is going to be an absolute blast for you over there, and we'll be rooting for you watching from back here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, too.
As David Ford from the University of North Carolina, two teammates will be going with him, and it is, as I said, only the third time that a Walker Cup team would have three players from the same college golf team. 2013, Justin Thomas led three Alabama golfers. On the same team, Max Homa led three golfers from the University of California. Go ACC and North Carolina. So that's awesome. It's not this weekend, but the following weekend, over Labor Day weekend, at the Old Course in St. Andrews. So it's only a 2-day event. It's only, I think, a Saturday, Sunday of that week.